Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Parsha Perspectives for Parshas Acharei Mos. I want to share with you a beautiful idea, or two ideas, with one very important lesson for all of us in our own Avodas Hashem, based on one word in Parshas Acharei Mos. One very small word, two-letter word, that has in it mountains and mountains of meaningfulness and significance. When the Parsha Acharei Mos begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, I want you to tell Aaron the following. Daber al Aaron achicha, and you should tell him, as he's, Acharei Mos tells us about the beginnings, the bringing of all the karbanos for Yom Kippur, the whole avoda that the Kohen Gadol had to do for the avoda. So Parsha Acharei Mos says like this, tell your brother Aaron that Yom Kippur is special. Al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. You should know that he can't come in all the time to the Kodesh, to Kodesh HaKodeshim. Ki be'onon eroi al ha-kaporis. I'm sitting there, I'm resting my shechina on the kaporis, on top of the Aron ha-edus, on top of the kaporis, on top of the kruvim, inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. He can't come in b'chol eis, only with these. And then the psukim continue to say, what are the conditions, the proper karbanos of Yom HaKippurim that are necessary to be brought that will enable Aaron to come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim once a year? But it's actually a misnomer, because Aaron HaKohen could come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim four times a year. Not once a year, four times a year. It happens to be that there are four different times all on Yom Kippur. So we say once a year, we mean one day a year, but indeed it's four times a year. But the Kli Yakar asks a very simple question on this pasuk. The Torah said, the puzzle that I read to you, is that Aaron should not come in b'chol eis. Al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. Aaron should not come in all the time to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Ask the Kli Yakar that's not really meduyak. That's not precise. It sounds like you can't come in all the time. It's like saying, a little kid comes into his parents' bedroom every night. You can't come in every night. What does that mean? I don't want you coming in every night. You come in once in a while, whenever you want, but not every night, not all the time. So if Aaron was being told you can't come to the Kodesh HaKodeshim b'chol eis all the time, it sounds like other times you sort of can come. And you and I know that that's not true. You and I know that Aaron can only come one day a year. Why does the Torah seem to say Aaron can't come all the time? It should be that he can never come in except Yom HaKippurim. So why does the Torah say Al yavo regarding Aaron HaKohen, al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. He shouldn't come all the time. So the Kli Yakar offers a beautiful idea. He says, why is it that the Kohen Gadol, or that anyone, can't enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim? It's because of the Averos of Klal Yisrael that serve as a pargo, that serve as a mechitz, that serve as a wall between us and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, on that one special day a year, when we don't have that wall of Averos separating between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is appropriate to be face-to-face with Hashem and to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Kli Yakar, beautiful idea. He says that there is a unique time that is different than the rest of time. As he explains the following, Gemara tells us that the gematria of the word hasatan is 364 days, 364. You and I know that the number of solar days in a solar calendar is 365. Says the Gemara, the satan has a shlita, the satan has control, the satan has power, the satan has influence, 364 as his gematria demonstrates. But there's one day a year, that 365th day a year, that the satan is powerless. There is no ability to influence. He can't do diddly squat that one day a year. That's the day of Yom HaKippurim when the satan doesn't have any koach, any shlita. And that's the day that we are elevated from the rest of time. The day of Yom HaKippur is the day that we're elevated, we're separated from the rest of time. The rest of time of the 364 days of the year, the rest of the calendar, Yom Kippur is separate. Yom Kippur is a day that's not in the rest, in the constrictions of time. Yom Kippur is a day that the Jewish people are above time, are in a realm that's not bound by time. It's a different type of time. It's not in the 364 days of the year that the Satan has a shlita. And if that's the case, when we say, when Aaron HaKohen was told, Al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh, don't come at all times, explains the Kliyaka, what that means is that on a day when there's regular time, those 364 days of the year that are regular, that are within the regular realm of time, that's when Aaron HaKohen can't come into the Kodesh. Al Yavah B'choleis. But on a day like today, on Yom Kippur, a day that's not subject to time, that's not bound by time, a day that's above time, of course Aaron could come in. And that's what the Pasuk means. That Pasuk doesn't mean Al Yavah, he shouldn't come in B'chol Eis all the time, because that would sound like it means he could come in once in a while, which is untrue. Rather, what the Pasuk is saying, Al Yavo, let Aaron not come in, let no one enter the Kodesh HaKodashim, Bechol Eis, when there's regular time, in the realm of time, the rest of the year. And this is the Pasuk's way of saying, but on Yom Kippur, which is a day above time, a day that is beyond time, a day that is not bound by the constrictions of time, a day that we are not bound by the influence of the Yetzer Hara, who binds us and who constricts us and who attacks us, 364 out of the 365 days a year, that's the day that you can come into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the day you can enter the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's what it means, B'chol Eis. He shouldn't come B'chol Eis when it's regular to that time. But just today, Yom Kippur, that's a special day that he can. That's one beautiful idea of what it means that Aaron could only come in to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim, on this day that is beyond time, this day that is not considered B'chol Eis. But I want to share with you an incredible medrash that is different from what you and I have always assumed and always learned and always been taught. And the medrash in Medrash Rabbah on Parashas Achrimos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this pasuk, that Aaron, his big brother Aaron, his great brother Aaron, his tzaddik brother Aaron HaKohen, is not able to come into the Beis HaMikdash regularly, Moshe Rabbeinu was so pained. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what was meant when Hashem said, Al Yavo B'chol Eis Al Kodesh, that Aaron HaKohen can't come B'chol Eis at all times. What does it mean that he can't come? It means that he can't come. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown different places throughout all of Tanakh where the word Eis, where that language of Eis, of time, has a different connotation. There's a time, there's a place in Tanakh where the word Eis means a day. There's a place in Tanakh where the word Eis means a year. There's a place in Tanakh where the word Eis refers to a 12-year period, a 12-year interval. You mean, Moshe Rabbeinu here is, my brother can't, Al Yavah B'chol Eis, he can't come in this period called Eis, which, you know, might mean 12 years, he can't enter the Kodesh HaKadosh. There's another Pasuk, a Pasuk in Daniel, that talks about the 70-year gap between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, and also refers to that Pasuk as an Eis, as an epoch, a time period. Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking, my brother Aaron, maybe he can't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for 70 years? Only once in 70 years? Moshe was so distraught. And furthermore, Moshe was distraught. There's yet another Pasuk in Tehillim, which indicates that the word Eis refers to all of history. And Moshe is sitting beside himself, imagining to himself, my brother Aaron, the great tzaddik, my brother Aaron is banned, is not able to come into the Beis HaMikdash forever, possibly? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, 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 you're misunderstanding. Your mind, your imagination is taking you to the bad places. Don't think it's so bad. Don't think that the Eis, when the Torah says, Al Yavo B'chol Eis, that Eis that prohibits Aaron from entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, don't think that it's a 12-year interval. Don't think it's a 70-year interval. Don't think that it means forever. Rather, concludes the Medrash, Bechol Sha'a Shehu Rotza Likanes, Yikanes. Whenever Aaron HaKohen wants to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could go ahead and enter. As long as the next Pasuk says in the Torah, after it says, Al Yavah B'chol Eis Al Kodesh, the next Pasuk says, Bezos Yavah Aaron Al Kodesh. But what if he comes with these things, if he brings these Korbanos, the Korbanos of Yom Kippurim, then he could come. And the Medrash explains that it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, the day. Rather, those specific korbanos that are outlined for Yom Kippur, if Aaron HaKohen would choose on a random Tuesday in the middle of April, on a random Monday in the middle of August, to bring those korbanos, if he brings the right Seder, Havoda, then he would be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash any day of the day, week, year, month, whenever he would want to come in. Not like you and I always thought. One day a year, right? Like the Kliyaka said, there's one special day that's beyond time. No, says this Medrash that Aaron HaKohen could come in whenever he wants, any day of the year. as long as he does the requisite avoda that has to accompany him when he does enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I don't understand. We always thought that the Kohen Gadol could only come in on Yom Kippur. And now the Medrash say that the Kohen Gadol, if he brings the avoda, could come in any day? Could that be? As long as he just brings these avodos of Yom Kippur, the Ketores, the Par, the Sayer, as long as he brings these Yom Kippur Korbanos, he could come in whenever he wants? The Meshech Chacham explains this with an incredible Sfarno. There's a Sfarno later on in Chumash, in Parshas Emor, and it talks about the fact that the Torah says, regarding the lighting of the menorah, that Aaron should light the menorah. Regarding the Ketores, that Aaron should do the Ketores. And the Sfarno says, wait a second. Why is the Torah saying that Aaron should light the menorah? After all, any Kohen, not even the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen in the world is allowed to light the menorah. Why does it say that the Ketores should be brought by Aaron? Any Kohen could bring the Ketores. Says the Sfarno, because in the Midbar, every single day of Aaron's life in the Midbar with the Mishkan was like Yom Kippur. And I'll explain to you very, very simply why. It's borne out by the Psukim themselves. Because we know what was special about Yom Kippur. Well, if you look in the very beginning of Parshas Achrimos, in that very same pasuk that says that Aaron should not enter whenever he wants, Al Yavol B'Choleis HaKodesh, the pasuk concludes, Ki Be'anon Eroe Al HaKapores. Because on Yom Kippur, my Shechina is hovering over the Kapores, over the Kruvim, over the top of the Aron HaEdos. Well, guess what? The entire duration of our sojourn through the Midbar, for all 40 years in the Mishkan, we had an Arnon on the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, regarding Bnei Yisrael's travels of the Mishkan through the Midbar, Ki Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan Yomam. Right? During the nighttime, there was an Esh that guided us. During the daytime, there was an Anan sitting, hovering over the Mishkan. And therefore, just as there is always for all of history, for all of human history, there is the Shechina Shora on top of the Kapores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, but during the time that we were in the Midbar, during the years that Aaron was serving as the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan, all 40 years, the Anan was sitting there, the Anan of Hashem was on the Mishkan. And therefore, suggests the Sfarno, that every day of life in the Midbar was just like Yom Kippur for the rest of history. The Hashras HaShechina that we had on every Yom Kippur throughout human history was just like the Hashras HaShechina of all the days, all 40 years in the Mishkan. And therefore, when is Aaron allowed to go? When is the Kohen Gadol allowed to go into the Mishkan? Only on Yom Kippur. But guess what? Every day for Aaron, at least Aaron HaKohen, when he had those 40 years of the Mishkan in the Midbar, every day was a din of Yom Kippur. Every day was considered a Yom Kippur. And therefore, any day that Aaron, as the Medrash concluded, that we finished just 2 minutes ago, the Medrash said that when Aaron wants to come into the Mishkan, he could come in every day, any day. How could that be? The answer is because in the Mishkan, during those 40 years that we were in the Midbar with Aaron governing as the Kohen Gadol, every day had the status of Yom HaKippurim. Because of the Hashras HaShechina that was in the Mishkan while we were in the Midbar. And every day had a status, like Yom Kippur. And therefore, any day it would be okay for Aaron to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as long as the Torah itself says, Rak Bezos Yavol HaKodesh, as long as he brings these Korbanos, this Avoda. I want to finish by perhaps fleshing out this idea that we have opportunities in Ruchnias available for us all the time. Like Aaron HaKohen, he could come whenever he wants, but he could enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants, but Rak Bezos, as long as he has the proper Hachana, he has the proper Avoda that accompanies him as he before he wants to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If he does the Avoda, if he does this Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, these Korbanos Yom HaKippurim, even on a Tuesday in the middle of April, even on a Monday in the middle of August, he could come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he did that Avoda, because he did that preparation. When we want to strive, when we want to grow in Ruchnius, when we want to grow in spirituality, we can't just bump into it. When you go to the supermarket, you don't bump into Kedusha and become a better person. If you want to strive for Kedusha, you have to have the preparation. Rak bezos yavo Aharon HaKodesh. If you bring these korbanos, you do the avoda, then you'll be able to walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Kedusha doesn't happen to a person. Kedusha doesn't chance upon a person. We want to strive, we want to grow in any area of Avodas Hashem. It is always going to be directly proportional to the preparation that we invest in that. Before you daven, you don't just jump into davening and expect to have an elevated, exalted davening experience. Before you daven, we have to take a moment. That's really what Chazal wanted with all Psukei Dezimra. That's what Chazal wanted with the Pasuk, Adonai Sosai Tiftacha Fiya Gilti Lasecha, realizing, Hashem, I stand before you. I can't even open my mouth if I wanted to. Please, Hashem, Sosai Tiftach, allow me the opportunity to speak your praise, to say how fortunate I am to be your Eved. How fortunate I am to be able to daven to you. That recognition, that moment of awareness that I'm standing before Hashem, that I stand before you, that has to be present in order for my tefillah that will follow to be an elevating experience. 250 years ago, there's a great divide between the Talmidei Habesh, the Hasidim, and the Misnagdim, who were following the Minhagim of the Gra and his Talmid, the Chaim Volozhin. And one of the main points of divergence was, how do you look at learning Torah? The Hasidim looked at learning Torah as an opportunity to feel dveikus, to feel close to Hashem. And the Misnagdim saw learning Torah is coming close to Hashem, even if you don't feel it necessarily. And therefore, for example, the Hasidim might see the possibility of saying Tehillim and Zagin Tehillim as the highest form. And the Misnagdim were saying, no, the highest form is learning Gemaras that talk about an ox that gored a cow and fell into a pit and all the other things. Where's God? Where's Hashem? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin. While a person is learning Torah about all the different things that, the ox and the pit and the goring and the cow, that's while they're learning. But before a person learns, look at what Reb Chaim Volozhin says. This is from Shar. This is from Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perek Vav. He says, I want to tell you that whenever you sit down to learn, you have to sit. You have to be nisyashev kodav shiaschil. At least a little bit. Al kol pan mizman mot. You have to sit for a moment and contemplate before you begin to learn. Contemplate b'yiras Hashem. A person before they learn should take a moment lihisvados al chatoso. A person should take a moment to be misvados so that he could learn with impurity, so that his Torah could be kadosha utahora. And before a person begins to learn, they should be mechavein. That through the learning Torah that I'm about to experience, I'm going to connect, I'm going to be nisdabek through my Torah learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to realize as I learn that every halacha that I learn is understanding the will of Hashem. And this is what he told me, that when I learn that something will be mutter, or asr, or tahar, or tameh, or chayev, or pater, it's all understanding that Hashem is telling me that this is what he wants it to be. That's supposed to be the moment, the moments, the seconds, the 30 seconds before a person sits down to learn. That hachana, that preparation to do the avoda, to come into the Kodesh HaKodashim, it has to be bezos yavo aron al-kodesh. There has to be that preparation to experience the elevation, the exalted levels that Torah and mitzvos provide for us. I'll give you another example. Person goes to the doctor. Going to the doctor is coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem entrusted us with our guf. Hashem entrusted us with a guf that he asked us to please take care of and tend to and keep healthy. Before I go to the doctor, I shouldn't just go to the doctor. I should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing what you want me to do to take care of the body that you gave to me. In fact, this is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Halach and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos, I think, Bikracholim, that before a person takes a medication, before a person goes through a medical procedure, they should say the following five words: Yehi Ratzon, Sheyehei Esek Zu L'Refuah. Six words. They're doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah is taking care of your body, taking care of your heart. That's a mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah. But before you do the mitzvah, you should realize what you're doing. You're not just taking a pill. You take a pill, pills every morning, pills every night, pills during lunchtime. It's not a matter of just popping the pills and doing what I have to do it because the doctor told me. I have to do it because my kids said I have to listen to the doctor. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to take care of your health. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to take care of my health, and therefore I'm going to do a mitzvah. Yihi ratzon shi, and I realize that these pills are not just working magic. These pills are nothing more than the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide me with the health that I ask that he does provide me with. Yihi ratzon shi, hey, esek zu l'refuah. Six words. Yihi ratzon shi, hey, esek zu l'refuah. Hashem, please let this activity, this pursuit of taking these pills or this procedure, whatever it is, let it bring the bracha from you, Hashem. I'll bring you another example of the necessity to prepare before an aliyah in Ruchnias. Every single mitzvah that we have, just about, almost every mitzvah, we say a bracha. Why do we say a bracha, birchas hamitzvah? A man puts on tefillin, he says a bracha before he puts on tefillin. A man puts on tzitzis, he says a bracha before he... A woman lights Shabbos candles, makes a bracha before the Shabbos candles. A woman's mafresh challah, she makes a bracha before she's mafresh challah. Why do we make all these brachas? What's the significance? Says the Ritva, I'll tell you why. Because if you're about you, we live our lives in a world of physicality, and we do so many activities in the physical world. Now you're about to do a mitzvah, an action that's supposed to have spiritual ramifications. You have to focus your mind. You have to recognize, you have to designate the actions that I'm about to be involved with are not just living in this humdum life, another humdum activity in my humdum life. I'm about to do something exalted. Baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech haolam asher kedishanu b'mitzvos tzavet tzivanu X, Y, or Z. It's that hachana that directs, that focuses my mind to do, to climb that mountain of ruchnias, that mountain that ramp that takes me up to the Mizbeach of Avodas Hashem. Every aliyah in Ruchnias needs hachana. Every time I want to climb, I want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just going to happen. It will come only to the extent and when I prepare for it. Just finish with a beautiful gematria. I saw a sefer, quote, a Hasidish sefer called the Tzemach Tzadik. The pasuk says that Aaron would come to the Kohen, the pasuk that we're explaining, after Aaron can't come in b'chol zos, b'chol eis l'kodesh, rak b'zos yavo Aaron al-kodesh. With this, and we explain that this, that we explain is the avodah that he has to do to prepare himself, to enable to come to the kodesh ha-kodeshim, according to the measure, whenever he wants, as long as he does this, zos. Which simply refers to the avodah that is described in the beginning of Achrei Mos, all the karbanos of Yom Kippur, and that will enable him to come to enter the kodesh ha-kodeshim. Says it Tzemach Tzadik, what's the gematria of the word zos? Zos is Zion, Aleph, that's 8, and Suf is 408. That's the same gematria as the three foundations of what it means to do tshuva and come back to Hashem. We have, if you look in a machzor, we have tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah on the top of each of those three words. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. There are three other words that all have the gematria of 136 each. Tzom, 90 plus 6, tzadivav is 96, plus 40 is 136. Kol, Tfilah, Kuf is 100, Vav is 6, Lamed is 30, 136. Mamon, Tzedakah, Mem and Mem is 80 and 6, and Vav is 6, and 50 of the Nun is 136. Each of these three words, Tzom, Kol, Mamon, Tzom, Kol, Mamon, which is Tshuva, Tfilah, and Tzedakah, each one 136, 136 times 3 is 408. Rak b'zos yavo Aaron al Kodesh. When Aaron wants to come into the Kodesh, to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he comes with zos, with the power of that 408 of tzom, of kol, of mamon, of tshuva, of tefillah, of tzedakah. And when we prepare for something, then we could experience an incredible aliyah. We should all be zocha to prepare ourselves whenever we do mitzvos, whenever we take care of our health, whenever we daven, whenever we learn Torah, whenever we do chesed. We should always take a moment before we do that activity to think, to realize how fortunate we are, what a special thing we're about to embark upon. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the opportunity to indeed enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim and speedily be zocha to see again the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim in Yerushalayim himself enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Thanks all for joining. I look forward to seeing